If you would, just take a moment to close your eyes and take in a nice deep breath through your nose. Let it out of your mouth. And let's do that again. Nice big soft inhale. And feel your body just relaxing right where you are in the chair. Letting your thoughts just quiet for now. Letting your breath get slower and deeper. And perhaps you're feeling the energy in the room as it shifts. We come together as family to receive the messages and the love in this vibration. Bring your awareness to your heart center. You can even place your fingers right there on your chest and let your consciousness come to be with you in your heart so that these messages that come are felt in that resonance, in that beautiful friend that you have in your chest. That the messages of love resonate with that chamber of love so that you may feel them, be moved by them, be healed by them, and live with their energy within you.
So it is good day to you, huh? For many of you, we have not met. Our name is Aronda. It is our pleasure to be here in the same room with so many light beings. Light plurkers are what we like to say. Play plus work equals plurk. No one wants to work, so we plurk. You understand, don't you, why you are here? You are here to learn about yourself. You are here to think about yourself, feel about yourself, be about yourself. Know exactly what your numbers represent. We know that many of our parents might have said, well, who do you think you are? It is true, you know. Who do you think you are? You are. You see, as you are learning through this weekend of today and tomorrow, with the new human and the new energy and the focus of you, your heart is being activated, and we are excited to be a part of that process. Your heart is being opened, activated, and the little cells in all your body are doing the happy dance, eh? You like to do the happy dance? Ah, you will get the opportunity. So you see, your light is being brightened. We know it is hard to imagine that your light could get any brighter, but it is being brightened through this weekend. You got the call, the divine order. Some of you got the call just yesterday or the day before and thought, "Who? What is this? Who is this? How is this? How, do I have to read all these books before I arrive?" No, just sleep with them. You understand, you are here because of that. Because Kryon and Osaronda brought through the divine connection to your soul. And you are doing that as well with all others you bring in your context. All others you bring in your environment. You are activating them as well. From the front row back to the back row. You see, all are the same. With that light, we ask you to pay attention to your thoughts, to your ideas, to the focus with which you are creating your world. It is the most exciting creation on this planet because you are creating your environment. When you are in that traffic and you're thinking, I'm going to be late, you are creating that lateness. When you are flowing through the energy of time, you are creating that as well. That is what we are here to remind you. We are also here to remind you, to hold you, and help you understand completely what it feels like to be held in total, unconditional love. That we love you just exactly as you are. No beginning, no end. Just you. Magnificent as you are. With that magnificence, every cell of your body recognizes you. And all that other stuff is just stuff that makes up you. Still magnificent. So with that, who do you think you are? Huh? Magnificent in the love, in the light, in the presence, in the power, in the simplicity, in the gentleness, in the truth, in the vision of you. And that vision of you is, oh, we need to say it again, eh? Magnificent. Breathe that in. Some of you might say, well, I don't feel very magnificent. Oh, who do you think you are? Who do you feel you are? Magnificent. As you see, that energy is the new vibration. And your new vibration is creating everything. Everything you will see. It is creating the shoes on your feet, the hair or no hair on your head. It is creating all. So what are you feeling? What are you thinking? Who do you think you are? You see, that energy of love resonates so completely within you that your focus is bumping into someone else's focus, so they are feeling what it feels like to be unconditional love as well. And in this room, you can bump against a lot, huh? This is your people. These are your tribes. Huh? You carry that vibration always. And with that vibration, trust. Trust yourself. Trust your life. Trust your presence. Trust the giggles that you have when you're thinking of the silliness of what you might have got caught up in. Trust you, and you will know how to live.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. The channel continues, and I said this before, it is not two channels, it is one. In the brief time that you have heard from Adirondack, the energy in this place has changed. And whether or not you feel it is your free choice. Dear ones, there is a lot happening here. I speak to the ones right now who came to this meeting for a reason, and not the reason you think. Not for an update on energy, not for the numerology that was just presented, not for what is to come. But they needed something. And that something may be an issue. And the issue could be psychological, it could be health, It could be questions that are pressing, and that's why you're here. And so for you, I continue the channeling. The question is asked, who do you think you are? We're going to turn that around. And instead of you asking the question, it's going to be the Creator who answers. And the question becomes a statement. Who are you? And now from my side of the veil, I want core information to be passed to you, especially if you've come for something special. You're wide open and you're ready. And in this room are entities and guides and helpers that are invisible. It's a stretch, is it not, for the 3D human being, the practical human being, the one perhaps who has never been to a meeting before, to think about things which have energy and are invisible, like gravity and air. I know it's a stretch. In the world beyond the veil, there is a multidimensional attribute for everything. It's not in three dimensions. It is not the world you grew up in. There is so much more. Ask a quantum physicist if there are invisible things that are unexplainable that they're working on. And they will say yes every day. So let's discuss them from a spiritual viewpoint. There is energy here that alters the physics and the chemistry of you if that's what you want. And not just want, if that's who you are. Who you are from my side of the veil. Loved and known by God. Core information. Whoever you think you are loved and known by God. Known because you are a piece of a multidimensional wholeness that the creative seed has given you. You're not completely human. There is a part of you hiding in those apparent 23 pairs of chromosomes that is different from anything else in the planet. And the difference is that in you is part of the Creator. We've said this before, whether you call it the soul or the higher self or whatever word you've come up with to describe something that you don't understand, we do, because we know who you are. Perhaps it's time to see it, to acknowledge it's in every cell, every piece of DNA. It's you. You live your lives in that 3D way where you look in the mirror and you say, that's who I am, and that is incorrect, totally and completely incorrect. The invisible part of you, the soul part of you, the divine part of you was here before the universe was here. You are ancient beyond belief. More than that, you never had a beginning. You will never have an end. Inside you is all of that, known by God, of course, because you're a piece of the whole of God. In this new energy, this is starting to occur and appear and be used. More than any other time, light is beginning to show. Don't look for it on the earth. Don't look for it in your leadership. Look for it in you, because that's where it is. That will eventually translate to the world, to the leadership, to everything. It starts with you. I want to give you a piece of logic. Does it make sense that the shift has occurred, that evolution is beginning, that we need lighthouses and light workers more than ever before, and you're in trouble? Does that make sense that you're supposed to suffer or worry or be fearful? And the answer is no. There is something else for you, because I know who you are. Right now, you are completely in control of the physics of your chemistry, and you've got help for the first time. Help. And that help is that when you hook in to that which works, there's going to be so much help that you don't have to struggle with it, that you'll start seeing inklings of it improving, whether it's relationship, whether it's job, whether it's health, or other. Known by God means that everything happening to you that would stress you in the least little bit has an entourage that's ready to leap in and work with you. You can simply take the hand of Spirit right now if you can cognize this, or if you won't throw it away, or you won't think, well, that's just what the channeler said in the chair. It's you. This is the big aha of the evolved human being, that you are not who you think you are. Who are you? Known and loved by God, a multidimensional being who will repeat on this planet over and over, but not in suffering and struggle as it has been, but in ascension, wisdom, and glory. That's where it's going, slowly. Have you seen any changes on the planet lately? It's all there, laid out for you. One person will say, this is the worst time we've ever had since my grandparents described war. Look, all around us, things are toppling. Integrity is missing. You don't know what's going on. There's threats from other countries. Woe is me. And the other will look at it and say, look, we're starting to see the shift that was predicted. The dark and the light. The dark and the light are starting to battle each other in ways they never have before. This is exactly what was predicted. Thank you, Spirit, for letting me be here and show my light at this time. Which one are you? Which one are you? I know who you are. And the one that celebrates even in pain and suffering and uncertainty is the lighthouse that's beginning to shine. Sometimes you've got to make adjustments to take you to the bottom before you can grow up again. Sometimes there's cellular rejuvenation. It shakes up everything. How many of you have the courage right now to say, thank you for what I've been through? I get it now. I get it. I'm okay. I'll be here a while. This is the teaching of the day. From both who sit in the chair, who spend time on the other side of the veil, the ones and the channelers you look at right now. The humans have been there at some level, have seen who you are. And so that is often the primary message. All about the humans with God inside. All about the new tools, the new consciousness, new ways of thinking. Staying out of fear. There's more. And I'll be back. And so it is.